This goes to Regan, R-E-G-A-N, Waldron, W-A-L-D-R-O-N, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-466-5956. Regarding David Sickle, it's S-Y-C-K-L-E. Date of birth 2/19 of 1935. Dear Miss Waldron, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Sickle with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was June 24th of 2025, and he missed his follow-up appointment scheduled for 11/25/25. He's here today because he did have an unusually high creatinine level when labs were checked, 316. His usual creatinine levels range between 2.08, 1.87, and then 316.26, it jumped up to 2.73, with estimated GFR down to 28. He had been having nausea without vomiting and a lot of diarrhea, very poor appetite, and he was sleeping a lot. So we asked that he would recheck a renal panel, and he did that today, March 23rd. And fortunately, creatinine level was improved. It is now 2.02, estimated GFR of 35, and that is his usual range. And other lab studies appeared stable. He's still having intermittent diarrhea and still feels tired, but no nausea or vomiting, and he does feel somewhat better now. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and the diarrhea has improved. Medications, I want to highlight the amlodipine 10 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligram twice a day. Farxiga, that's been decreased from 10 milligram daily to 5 milligram daily. He's on Zyprexa 10 milligram daily, Zetia 10 milligram daily, Trulicity 0.75 milligram weekly, melatonin, Tylenol. Hydralazine is 50 milligram three times a day. Tizanidine, if needed, Lexapro 20 milligram daily, clonazepam 0.5 milligram twice a day, Atrovent inhalers, Lipitor, Benadryl allergy if needed. Physical exam, weight 122 pounds, and that's exactly the same weight as he was June 24th, 2025 when he was seen. So if he did lose weight, he's regained it back. Pulse is 68. Blood pressure, left arm setting, large adult cuff is 152 over 66. Slightly higher today. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen soft, flat, without ascites, and no edema. And labs, the repeat labs were done 3/23/26. Creatinine back to baseline 2.02. Estimated GFR is now 35. Calcium 9.3. Albumin 4.4. Phosphorus 3.3. Sodium is 140. Potassium 4.9. Carbon dioxide 26. Intact parathyroid hormone 127.7. Hemoglobin is 13.2 with normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with a transient elevation of his creatinine, which has returned to baseline 1 week later. That could have been secondary to his diarrhea, and maybe it was a viral illness that has passed. But I have asked the patient to follow up with you if he does not feel better or if the diarrhea returns. We don't want him to become dehydrated again. Two, hypertension, slightly higher today. He is on very good blood pressure medications with the amlodipine and the hydralazine. We do have room to increase hydralazine if needed. It's 50 milligrams three times a day, certainly could go slightly higher if needed, but we'll see what it is when we do a follow-up recheck visit. 3, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable, started on Trulicity weekly. He doesn't believe that's what has caused any of the diarrhea or the nausea. And he will continue to get monthly lab studies done for us, so we should repeat them again in April. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.